This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's the Free Talk Live Weekend Edition. And, well, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. This is the live Easter edition of Free Talk Live, and we're celebrating. We're celebrating the rebirth, the rising from the ashes of our co-host, Ian Freeman, who's back on the air.
That's right. Here I am.
Yeah. And, Ian, you've
back after a week off of, not really a week off. It wasn't much of a vacation, just kind of rebuilding the LRN.FM studio and putting equipment together, which will continue next week, but I'll be back on the air.
It's difficult to, fix everything while you're on the air and that kind of thing. So it was a lot easier when other people were doing the show and you could tweak dials and do things and all that stuff. But
plus it's good to give some folks the chance to hold the lead role on the show and get their feet wet there. So.
Yep, and it's good to have you back. So there you go. The number 855-450-3733. Somebody,
guess who else is back?
I've been here the whole time.
No, not here. John Cantley.
Oh, John Cantley. Yes. Well, we've been following John Cantley. John Cantley is a British journalist who somehow got picked up by ISIS. And to the best of my knowledge, he's the only sort of Western hostage that they have currently, or at least the longest running.
Yeah, because they've decapitated most of the rest of them.
Yeah, they've knocked the heads off of quite a few people. And obviously, I don't know. Cantley... He produces videos for these people. At some point or another, he's going to look a lot like a spy or a turncoat to people, because as his as time goes by, his videos seem rather gentle with the with ISIS and the things they do.
Well, it's because he's reading their script. I mean, I don't think he's doing the writing.
But he does a really good job of it. He doesn't sound like... you and I are in the business. We know what somebody sounds like when they're reading as opposed to what they sound like when they're delivering. And the guy delivers for ISIS.
He's good. I mean, he was trained as a photojournalist, actually, is my understanding. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he spent much time in front of the camera prior to... I mean, I don't know his history, but I don't know if he did much... in front of the camera kind of work prior to his ISIS stint here, which he's been embedded with ISIS now for a couple of years, because it's been... I feel like it's been a year since we've seen John Cantley.
I was getting really worried about him.
Yeah.
We haven't seen anything from him, and I feel bad that the guy is kind of put to work for these...
What would you do?
Disgusting criminals.
Would you read the script?
What else would you do?
I sure as hell would.
Right. It's, read the script or it's your
or
head.
Or you get your head cut off.
You know what? Make it convincing.
Yeah.
And what else are you going to do? I'm sure he's, Stockholm Syndrome. I'm sure he's beginning to identify with his captors. What else could he do? It's the only way he can survive.
Right.
I just feel bad for him in that way. So,
So for our listeners who don't know John Cantley, a little bit more history. He was captured at some point a few years ago, as I understand it, and he started to host these propaganda videos. And by the way, the U.S. has propaganda videos as well. It's all propaganda. This is propaganda.
Yeah, propaganda is just pushing a point of view.
Right.
When the F-18s fly in formation over the Super Bowl, that's big-time U.S. propaganda.
Sure. And so Cantley started his career with ISIS TV, if you want to call it that, behind a desk in an orange jumpsuit and in a very nondescript location, just a black backdrop and him talking into a camera. That's how he started, and they made several videos like that.
How was the first one? Because I don't really remember. Was it as was he as polished as a photojournalist sort of spokesperson, or was he
a little
reedy at that time?
No, he was okay. And then they kind of graduated him out of that studio, and they started to bring him on location. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I, you So I just wanted to mention that, you know, New Mexico, state of New Mexico, last year, we killed 100 people in drunk driving accidents, 2015. And we're second in DWI, by the way. And let me see, and then 2014.
Who's first?
I have no idea who kills more people by drunk drivers. I thought we were always number one. But who knows? And then we're number one. I tell you one thing: we're number one in pedestrian fatalities per population. 2014.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, we killed 71 pedestrians in our state.
It's kind of a weird way to say it, right? Like we killed. I mean, you never killed a pedestrian, right?
No, I am a pedestrian, but you know what I'm saying is addressing the state of New Mexico, and we're number one in fatalities. And, I just can't wait. I'm talking about the automated camera sensor auto brakes, both for the front and the back. So it has been announced. It's going to be standard feature. It's going to be like airbags. And
I don't know what that is.
It's got to be part of like sort of the autopilot thing. This is the auto brake thing. Is that right?
Yeah, but before
what is that? What is an auto brake?
If the car senses a people
braking in front of you, or
something going on in front of you, it begins to auto brake.
Yeah, if you're texting and talking on a cell phone, okay, and speeding, and you don't know that somebody's in the front, okay, you're distracted. They're talking to somebody. You're fighting with your wife in the car or something, and then something's in the front, but you're about to hit something. It'll slow down automatically and auto brake. So, but we're going to get these, like, in 6 years.
Six?
Yeah, I just can't believe it. You know, it's going to be like every car is going to have it. The cheapest car, the most expensive car, everything.
Because, I guess they need that sooner. I mean, 6 years, you think they could pull this thing off. I mean, they're already having self-driving cars exist now. You think this auto braking thing wouldn't be that difficult.
So are you saying the auto brake should help reduce the pedestrian fatalities and things like that?
I know it will. You know what
I would think it would.
Because I know that it has to, and then I was told that like the big, you know, the two-ton, like the ton cars, like the like steel, like trucks and stuff like that, they're going to get it 2 years faster. So I'm just happy with the opportunity.
Here's your automotive update. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You really can call about anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Let's go to Frank calling in from Illinois. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I mentioned to your screener, you know, the North Koreans had launched a missile with a satellite around the time we had the Super Bowl, and I guess it orbited like three times that weekend of the Super Bowl around.
A missile with a satellite?
Well, I mean, it's a rocket.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They launched a missile to launch a satellite in space.
Yeah.
And some of the news commentators, just in the first week they talked about it, had mentioned, you know, some of the retired generals, we don't know what's on there. You know, they claim that it's just an observation satellite. You know, there could be a nuke on there. Nobody talks about it. And my thing is with that is we're not protecting our power grid as it is. So, you know, they don't like us, and I wouldn't put it past something like that happening. You know,
well, something you got to remember about North Korea is these guys don't even have the internet. I mean, they don't even have power at nighttime in a lot of North Korea. So
mostly North Korea.
I think that the fears surrounding North Korea are way blown out of proportion. You know, there shouldn't North Korea, like any other nationality, which I generally don't believe in those ideas, but shouldn't they be able to launch their own satellite?
No, they should.
Right.
They should. But when you're suspected of terrorism
Is North Korea suspected of terrorism?
Well, not
George Bush called him part of the axis of evil.
I know that, but
I mean, you know what I mean? Where you're not, you know, you're holding your people down. You're suppressing your people.
They talk big. They talk like they're going to blow up Japan and the United States.
Well, what made me think about this also, you know, with people talking about it was, the president of North Korea, he met with the Iranian Ayatollah.
He also met with Dennis Rodman. Stand by. We can continue here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Easter Sunday. We're here.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live weekend edition, the live Easter edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
And Ian is back from his hiatus. And you can give us a call. The number's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this guy, Cantley. What's his first
John
name?
Cantley. John Cantley. I wanted to come back to North Korea.
Oh, okay. We did have a caller.
The gentleman dropped off the line, but he was calling about, you know, this idea that North Korea has launched some satellite, apparently, and we don't know what the purpose of the satellite is, and maybe it's going to drop a nuke, and the power infrastructure is unguarded, he says. And, you know, there's a few different issues brought up there. One is the fear-mongering around North Korea to the power infrastructure in the United States, which is decrepit and, you know, circa 1970 or whatever. It basically hasn't been upgraded for decades in any kind of significant manner.
There's some level of upgrades, but yeah, I mean, it's certainly got problems, the grid.
So to work backwards there, you can blame the government for the instability or the fragility of the power grid, because they have mandated that we have this centralized distribution of power. We don't have decentralized power options.
Right. It's all regulation when it comes to energy. It's all regulation.
You can't
top to bottom.
Just build a little mini nuke plant that's going to power five neighborhoods. You can't do that. At least it's not legal from what I understand.
And they have new thorium meltdown-proof reactors, but, you know, you can't do it.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know if they're solid state or whatever, but they're pretty good devices from what I understand. Anyway, so, yeah, you can't decentralize the power, so if somebody wanted to strike the power grid, they strike the, you know, central power station and then take out an entire city or multiple cities by doing that, or whatever, the surrounding towns. And so if we didn't have the government with all their mandates on the power structure, then we'd have more decentralization. It would be a lot harder for the potential threat, whoever they are, to get an effective strike in if they would only be able to take out a few neighborhoods at a time rather than a whole swath of a city. So blame the government for that. Putting up troops or some sort of missile shield to shield the power. I don't know. I wish it would have stayed on, because I would have loved to have known his solution for protecting the power grid. But whatever the solution is, it's not going to, if it's coming from the government, it's not going to be, we need less control. That's not going to be their solution.
No.
The
politician has never had that as a solution.
Right. So now the North Korea, which is sort of this boogeyman, Kim Jong-un.
At this point, every other boogeyman has basically gone by the wayside. So we essentially have to have these people who have no electricity, who, scratching out an existence out of the earth, dirt farmers basically have nothing. These are the people that we're, at this point, Americans are scared of. Middle Easterners hiding in caves and North Koreans, dirt farmers.
You're not joking. They literally, some people in North Korea are eating grass to sustain themselves.
That's in the past, but yeah. I mean, there was a terrible famine and lots of people died based on it. And, they accepted a great deal of help from the West. And I think it's rather rude that these people, spend their time down, talking down on the South Korea and talking down on Japan and talking down in the United States.
People, you mean Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un and his ilk.
Okay, because the people of North Korea aren't the same as the rulers.
These people in the government of North Korea spend their time bad-mouthing the very nationalities that are feeding their people. Like, their form of governance stinks so badly that they can't do anything, and they just badmouth folks.
Right. It's not uncommon for the North Korean government to reach out to China and other countries, the UN, and ask for handouts, ask for food from other world governments.
Right. And if they were such this incredibly, I mean, these people are very racist against other cultures. That's just part of the gig there in North Korea. I mean, if they were so awesome, what do they need us for?
Well, they would like to say they don't need the United States, but they certainly do need
not more dead people.
Yeah. And
they care.
And so, there's this fear mongering around North Korea that they're a big threat to the United States. I don't believe it. I really don't. They've been rattling the saber for a long time. And what's the best we've seen them do? What, test some nuclear devices in their own country or offshore somewhat? What, is that as far as they've gotten with a little bit of offshore testing? That's it, right? Like,
they've got the satellite that's up, and that's what Frank called about.
Yeah.
Frank actually, I guess, lost his connection. He's called back.
Okay.
So let's take him. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I lost my connection.
No problem.
I heard you say, do I have a solution? I don't directly have a solution, but I know that there is solutions out there to protect the grid. I've heard from several sources, you know, that I've listened to. It's cost $2 billion. And
what would that mean? That would be cheap. But is that a centralized government solution? Because it's probably going to stink.
I don't know. I don't believe it's centralized government, but I know that there's a lot of congressmen and senators fighting to have this done because they know it's a threat either from X flares or solar flares or any type of a nuke detonated in the atmosphere, not detonated in...
Are you talking about like an EMP, which would knock out...
EMP from the sun, right? An EMP or, you know, one of solar ejections, or the or a nuke detonated in the atmosphere, which you can't hear, and all of a sudden the grid goes out. You don't even know what happened. And
well, what is the $2 billion proposal? What is it going to entail?
To protect the grids from any shielding it from that type of
how
disaster.
With a big Faraday cage? What are they going to do?
I have no idea. I'm not sure on the specifics, but I know there's people out there talking about it. But I look at it like, okay, it's $2 billion, which is a drop in the bucket for the amount of money we bailed out banks for $860 billion. I mean, that's nothing to protect.
Sure.
Protect the country.
I'd like to hear more. I mean, by no means am I a technological scientist or wizard at these things, but at the very least, I would love to hear the proposal for how you're going to protect a country the size of the United States, which isn't the largest, you know, place in the world, but it's pretty darn big, from an EMP attack. I'd like to know how that works.
When you talk about the population of the United States and the distribution, you could very well call it the largest country around, because you have to look at sort of the distribution across Alaska to Hawaii, across the continental United States. When you look at Canada...
Really? Even when you compare to, like, Russia or China?
Well, but Russia doesn't have the population spread towards the east. It gets very sparse over there. And so, I mean, they've got this big open area like we do in the northern parts of Canada, or in northern parts of Alaska. But Canada has the same issue, is that it's almost entirely tundra up there as far as their land goes. So, and they have a tenth of the population. Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just, you know, color me unconcerned about Kim Jong-un. I'm sorry. I think if we're going to be concerned, if you want to worry about something, personally, I don't think it's a good idea to worry because it doesn't really solve anything. But
being ready for problems with the grid sounds like a good idea to me.
Sure, and I'd love to hear more specific proposal there. But
I tend to believe that any government, governmental centralized proposal is not going to be a good one.
Your biggest threat, in my opinion, is the U.S. federal government. They're the ones who are a daily threat to your freedoms. They're the ones who can destroy your freedoms at their whim if they want to do so.
If they feel like turning off the power, they will.
Or if they feel like putting you in a prison cell, they absolutely will. Whereas Kim Jong-un is not going to be doing those things to you for the most part. He may be ruling over his country with an iron fist, but his reach doesn't extend outside of that DMZ.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM is our username on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live weekend edition. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind. We've been discussing North Korea after Frank called in and was concerned that a satellite, apparently they've launched a satellite that circled, you know, over the U.S. a few times, and his concern seemed to lie with the power grid, which to me is of the infrastructure out there, you know, like roads, power grid, this is important infrastructure. Sadly, the governments have control of them, so we have the most inefficient models of organizations that man has ever seen taking care of the most important stuff that we have out there. And it seems like Americans, people around the world, that's their expectation, is that they want governments to take care of the most important stuff. These organizations that...
Terrible idea.
You know, that fail their way to success over and over again. I guess that's... I don't want them involved.
Well, even if they throw a bunch of money at something, and $2 billion was the number plucked out of thin air, apparently, for protecting the power grid earlier, even if they throw a bunch of money at something, whatever it is they come up with will likely be some sort of crippled, pathetic, you know, shadow of whatever could have actually been if the marketplace had come up with a solution.
If the state, you know, the model of the government comes up with something, it will be overpriced and it will underperform.
You can
expect
every
that
time.
And I do believe that the power grid needs better protections, but you know, we've got a lot of problems with the grid, centralization being chief among them. If you're living here in the United States, you're buying stuff. And the things that you've got to buy, well, they're expensive. I'm going to tell you how you can save like 25% off of so many things that I buy in a given month. We buy most of our stuff through Purse, saveitpurse.com. So we used to call it purse.freetalklive.com, but saveitpurse.com is a great way to take 25% off of it's a good round number of the things you buy through Amazon. And Amazon has just about everything, and they have great prices already. Well, the one catch is you got to use Bitcoin to do it. So if you can get a hold of some Bitcoin, you can save big money. All you have to do is buy Bitcoin at a better savings than 25%, and you're saving money.
Coinbase will sell you for 1%.
1%. There you go. Coinbase, 1%. Local Bitcoins, you can get maybe some percentages a bit higher than that, but you'll do it with some level of anonymity. Save at purse.com.
I just ordered a flash drive, 64 gig USB 3.0 flash drive. Got 25% off.
How much did you pay for that thing? I mean,
not much.
64 gigs can't be much.
No, it wasn't much. $30 drive or something like that.
All right. We started out the show talking about John Conley and
Cantley.
He is this photojournalist that's been captured by the Islamic State, and he is held against his will, ostensibly at this point. We only see him on camera, and his on camera appearance appears to be very comfortable, reasonably well fed. I mean, he seems okay. He's wearing long sleeves, so we don't know if he's been beaten a great deal. But you know, he's out in the open. He doesn't have a ball and chain wrapped around his neck. So
suffice it to say, if he runs, something bad will likely happen.
Yeah, he'll be shot and killed, I'm sure. Yeah. And he's got a long way to run to get out of Mosul into friendly territory.
Right. So if you want to join the conversation, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But the story on Cantley is coming from The Guardian, and he's back after being gone for many months. And I don't remember when the last video was that it had been produced with him, but it seems like it's been, like a year.
Yeah, me too.
And we had thought maybe he had been exterminated and that they just hadn't shown the video of that yet, because the previous captives that they've had from the UK and from the United States have, in case you don't recall, been executed on video, been decapitated. And so we were obviously concerned that the same thing had happened to John Cantley, but there had been no real trace of him. He had written an article or two for the sort of ISIS magazine, I forget what it's called, Dabiq, I believe it is. And, of course, whether that was actually him writing those articles, we have no idea. But now we've got him on video once again, and we had played in the past the video audio tracks on this show, just as, hey, what is it that ISIS is saying? What is their propaganda? Let's hear it.
In many ways, ISIS is a media organization.
Yes.
They produce stuff. They're out there trying to recruit. Their whole thing is they're very media based.
And they're very good, actually. The ISIS productions, as disgusting as some of them are, as far as the gore and the decapitations, the visualization of that, it's pretty horrifying. But to their credit, the way it's filmed, the editing that they do, the post-production that they're doing is very, very high quality. And so, I guess kudos to them for that, for making at least watchable, disgusting videos, even if your stomach is turned by some of the content. Cantley started by doing these 6-minute or 7-minute long videos with him just talking into a video camera in a nondescript room with a black backdrop. You don't know where he is. Maybe there's a slight echo in the room, but that's about it. And those, there were several iterations of those, which was just basically him reading as some sort of propaganda script. Then, after a while, after several months of that, they brought him out onto the streets of different cities in, Iraq?
It's in Iraq, in the sort of northern Iraq.
Yeah. And so he went into different
Mosul's
cities.
Mosul's where he's at now.
Yeah, and he would kind of, like a newsman, tour around with a video camera. He's holding a microphone or whatever, and he's, talking into the camera and sort of narrating what's been happening in town here. And the point of those videos was to show, hey, look, under ISIS's rule, things are normal here. He took the camera through a marketplace in one instance.
He has the real feel of like a beat reporter for a TV organization.
Except, like you were reporting for 2020 or something.
Right.
Like that.
Except I can't take him seriously in the sense that, the things he shows to me are obvious propaganda videos.
Sure.
But, they're done really well.
Well, it's interesting to see what other propaganda looks like, and that's why we were playing the audio tracks from them. We are not going to play the audio track from this video tonight, and the reason why is because it's horrible. This is like the worst John Cantley video from an audio side of things, and of course we're on the radio.
It's his voice, I heard
it. It's him. No, it's him. He's on camera. He's narrating just like he's done in the previous.
I would have played it because I think it's borderline, but.
No, it's bad. Yeah, it's really overblown.
It's not good.
It's whoever it was that was running the audio had his mic potted up too high basically the entire time, and they didn't check their levels before they started. I mean, that's clearly what happened. It's a short video. It's only about 3.5 minutes, but it's still. It's worse than listening to like a bad phone call for 3 minutes here. So we're going to leave that be, but we will put the link up on our Facebook and Twitter, and we'll tell you about what it is that he's talking about. And as The Guardian reports, he's shown standing by bombed out shelters near a main road, ostensibly in Mosul, asking why the U.S. is using planes to destroy what he describes as media kiosks that are used to distribute ISIS propaganda pamphlets, and he says cost about $50 to build. Addressing the camera as if presenting a television program, he says, quote, after 20 months and $5 billion, America has successfully destroyed an Islamic State media kiosk. He goes on to say that if this is what Obama meant about degrading and ultimately destroying ISIS, he's clearly got a long way to go yet. And you know what's really amazing? Given the amount of money that America is spending on this war, it would go to the effort of destroying a small shack like this in the middle of Mosul. He suggests the kiosk, which costs $50 to build, was targeted because the U.S. is, quote, bankrupt of intelligence, unquote, on ISIS targets. Now, whether or not this was actually destroyed by the United States, we don't know, right?
So we don't know anything about what's going on. But we know that he's standing in front of a destroyed Quonset hut, essentially, you know, the tin and metal thing.
And
$50? That sounds... I'd love to get this much tin for 50 bucks, I'll tell you that. I'd build myself a pig pen, but...
I imagine things cost different amounts over Mosul than they might in your backyard. But we can continue a little bit more about the story. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. But the good news is John Cantley is still alive, and I hope... You know, I really don't want to see him get his head cut off because, you know, we sort of bonded with his personality.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live Easter edition of Free Talk Live. And I think it bears talking about here on Free Talk Live is that we try to deliver you a show 365 days a year. If it's Christmas, we're doing a show. Easter, we're doing a show. Independence Day, we're doing a show. Been raided by the FBI, we're doing a show.
That's true.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We deliver a show. We moved the radio program and still managed to deliver a show within, I think we had to take an extra night off. So within 2 days. It took us 2 days. We moved halfway across the country. And that was almost 10 years ago.
Yep, that was actually when we didn't have a Sunday show, so we were only off for one night.
Scheduled day. Yeah, right. That's true. The number is 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go to David calling in from New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Do I get creamy audio like Michael Dean says?
No, yours is pretty awful. Go ahead.
It's not. I mean, it's just bad. A bad connection. You sound okay. Go ahead.
Okay, this is what I was going to say about like the situation with the FBI and the FSP kicking Free Talk Live, etc. to the curb. Number one, I think the FSP board is afraid of freedom. By
the FSP is
also
a free state project. That's a movement of liberty activists converging into New Hampshire. It's the reason why Mark and I moved here and thousands of other libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists are moving to New Hampshire. There was a recent kerfuffle, if you will, between the Free State Project and Free Talk Live and me, where I was told to not come back to any of their events. So that's what you're referring to. I just want to make sure our listeners know what the FSP is. Go ahead.
Yep. And also one other thing. I think Matt Phillips let his crown go to his head. He got crowned the president of the FSP, and I think it just gave him an ego trip.
Yeah, well, so I don't know about that. Can you bring him down, Mark? He's just a little bit loud. I wouldn't necessarily blame one person here for this. The Free State Project is run by a board of directors. Matt Phillips is just the president of the Free State Project. I don't think that he can just, you know, arbitrarily make decisions. It was a board decision to decide to disassociate from Free Talk Live and from me, Ian Freeman.
It is a coincidence that as soon as he became president, then this happened.
Well,
so I put those two together.
It could be the case. We don't know the answer to anything. For whatever reason, the board has not decided to publish their minutes from the last.
I know. Year. I asked them. I tried to get them to.
It is what it is, and I can see why the Free State Project would want to disassociate from Free Talk Live once they hit their 20,000 number. They've changed directions. I think it's a step too far to have banned Ian from events. It just seems ridiculous. But, David, I do appreciate the call. Thank you.
Go ahead. I was going to say, one other thing is, I think, well, this is my view, and I'm not really going to think of it as a debate. Ian has, I've listened and I've analyzed everything, and he has no different view than 95% of the American public as far as like relationships and stuff like that. So those people who decided that were running on bad information, or they were just fearful of, I don't know what it was, but to me it's just, they're scared of freedom. That's what it boils down to. And I appreciate your time.
Thanks,
thank you,
David. Appreciate that.
Ian's ruffled a lot of feathers throughout the years, and that, you know,
because I say what I really believe, and I say what I think the ideas of liberty mean to me, and what they generally mean, I think, to most people who think about them for a while. And some people, that makes them uncomfortable, because it means, in the case of age of consent, which was the issue that they specifically mentioned when they prohibited me from their events, is that people should be able to make decisions for themselves.
I think if I were to give you coaching on getting your message across, I would tell you to ask more questions than make statements.
Well, I'm a talk show host, so I make statements.
I understand.
I say things, and then people call to respond. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, sometimes it's good to ask questions and get people to respond to those questions. But a good question in this case would be, well, if somebody is age, let's say, 15 and 364 days, why is it that in
are they 24, less qualified than a person who is 24 hours older?
Right. Why is it all of a sudden 24 hours later that same individual is all of a sudden magically able to make a decision about their own body?
There's,
I don't understand that.
All kinds of problems that surround the age of consent. If you don't attach it to a number, then what do you attach it to is what people get all, you know, they don't have, they want pat easy answers. And I had a similar problem here just yesterday. My son, he's 8 years old. He wanted to stay home alone. Now, we're not talking about the age of consent to sex here. We're talking about the age of majority to sort of, majority is not the right term, being old enough to stay home alone.
But this does, it's the same discussion, because we're talking about young people making choices that adults are uncomfortable with. And a lot of adults are uncomfortable about a young person as young as age 7 or 8 staying home alone, or going home from school by themselves. This is what got Lenore Skenazy in trouble for, or at least, you know, what got her called the world's worst mother, because she let her, 9-year-old son, I believe take his own
home.
His own route home from school rather than riding the school bus home. And some people freak out over this because their idea of parenting is different.
Well, there's two states, apparently, that have laws regarding kids staying home alone. One is Maryland, that says 8-year-olds can stay home alone. And I don't know how long and what the specifics are of any of these things. It's just what I read online yesterday on, I think it's Find Law, family.findlaw.com. And Illinois, which has 14. Now, there's a big difference between 8 and 14.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I had a job for 2 years at the age of 14. I was getting to work on time. I I believe it. No, as a 15 years old that I got the motor scooter. Anyway,
someone who is 14 is about 100% older than a person who is 7 or 8.
It's a big, big difference as far as development goes. So these, you know, there's no guidance out there as far as governments go on the age of consent to stay home alone.
Yeah.
Especially in a world where we scare the heck out of parents, you know, when it comes to kids playing outside. So a lot of them do stay home.
I remember when I was 7 was when my parents started to allow me to come home to an empty house. I was given my own key. I was able to come home.
Kid.
Yeah, I was able to come home from the bus stop, let myself into the house, and then, you know, watch Tiny Toons or whatever the heck it was that was on television.
I love that. Yeah. It's good show. And, you know, so Jack stayed home alone for about an hour yesterday. I got to say, we were both my wife and I were reticent. We didn't want to do that, but he asked. And
Tiny Toons wouldn't have come out then. It would have been the 80s. Anyway, go ahead.
He, you know, said, I believe that when a kid begins to explore certain areas, then, you know, it's time to for parents to look at growth in that area. So
right. Wait, he felt he was ready for this. You didn't push him into it.
No.
You just said, Jack, you want to stay home alone now? No, he was ready for this. And you guys acknowledged that and you allowed him to do it, right?
Right. And so I think over time, I'm not prepared to do this all the time, but I'm prepared over time to sort of extend the period. We're going to have conversations about, we had a conversation about how to use the telephone. Here are the numbers. Mm-hmm. I wrote them up just in case he got like panicky and couldn't remember.
Did he get panicky or did he call you or freak out?
He just kept calling on the phone over and over again. It's like, hey, I got the phone. Yeah. So he called his Muffy. He called his granny. He was just calling everybody.
Like a kid would, right? Didn't the kids do that in the 80s? That's all they had was their phones.
Right. He had a great old time. And then we got home and
how long were you gone for?
Just over an hour.
Okay.
And we went to the dump and went and got some pig food and then came back. So we never even left the municipality in which we live.
But for all you knew, he went outside of the house and ran around and did.
I wish he would. He probably didn't leave the house for a second. That's one of my problems. My arguments as a parent, I'm like, you got to get out more, son. Hmm. But he just doesn't want to. He's an indoor kid. And, you know, whatever. He's got the trampoline. He'll go out there and play on that. And that's about it.
Is it a big trampoline?
It is. He was excluded from playing on the trampoline while we were gone.
Ah, that could be dangerous.
Right. Trampoline's a bad idea. Yeah. One thing that I wished I'd have gone over with was the fire extinguisher. But then again, the fire extinguisher is as much, it's as damaging if you don't use it in the right circumstance. So anyway, we'll talk about those things as time goes by. Fortunately, everything's fine. But it was a big deal at our house. And I wasn't prepared for it, but he was. And he made his own decision. The time, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, what age is... Parents don't get guidebooks on this stuff. You don't know.
They're all different.
Every kid's different. I think that they tend to be about the same, but they're all different. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.